Stephen Okazaki is an Academy Award-winning filmmaker. In 1991, he received an Oscar for Days of Waiting, a documentary about artist Estelle Ishigo, one of the few Caucasians to be interned with the Japanese-Americans during World War II. Okazaki is also third-generation Japanese-American, and he says that he is always aware of his Japanese roots.
It's not that you're just aware of it. You're constantly being, you go to a party and someone says, you speak very good English. You just grow up with it. I mean, I won an Academy Award in 1991, and I ran up on stage to receive it. And one of the presenters said, congratulations to me in Japanese. And I, just even at those moments, someone is always saying, you're Japanese, you're not American.
Are things any better when you visit Japan?
It's just sort of a constant frustration. I mean, I remember the first time I went there, I worked sort of studiously at my Japanese. I mean, it wasn't good, but I could sort of get things across. And I would struggle through, a sentence or two, and people would just look at me totally confused. And then a Caucasian American would speak and say badly, good morning, Ohayo gozaimasu. And everyone would just, like, give them a standing ovation. And so it was very frustrating.
You made a documentary about survivors of Hiroshima, and so you know about the effects of American weaponry on Japan. And you've also made a documentary about Japanese Americans who were put in internment camps during World War II. Did it feel like part of the same story?
That's certainly one thing that Japanese Americans and Japanese have in common. Our lives were redefined by World War II, whether we're the children of the people that were there then or the grandchildren. World War II was, a turning point in Japan, and it was a turning point for Japanese Americans. And, I think it's still true that everything that Japan does affects Japanese Americans. I mean, Japanese in Japan sort of have an idea of what Japanese Americans are. I mean, I think they've started to look at the lives, especially when you have Ichiro playing for the Mariners. I mean, I think that, now it's typical for Japanese to think about Japanese living and working elsewhere. But, I think 20 years ago, Japanese didn't think about Japanese Americans in any way. But Japanese Americans always think about Japan because our lives are really shaped by it. I mean, I think clearly during World War II, the lives of my grandparents and parents were forever altered by Pearl Harbor. My grandparents and parents went into the internment camps, and my father fought in the 422nd. When the Japanese products came in, the Japanese cars, we were affected by that, by the racism, by the taunts, and we're kind of hypersensitive now. I think even anything you see about Japan, whether it's the Olympics in Nagano, I mean, every little sort of bit of misinformation or silliness that comes across through the media, I think, affects us in some way.
It's not so much actually Japan that affects you as Americans' misunderstanding of Japan that affects you as Japanese Americans. I mean, you are constantly aware of the reality of Japan, but it...
Well, I think it's both. I remember many years ago, one of the Japanese diplomats made a really stupid remark about African Americans. But I think that affected Japanese Americans and their relationships with African Americans. I think it's not just the sort of typical kind of ignorance of how Japan is viewed, usually as a sort of exotic thing or as a source of ridiculous stories about, sumo wrestlers or underwear being sold in vending machines. I mean, that kind of stuff. But it's often Japan itself where they're in Japan. Their car is not going to be trashed, but ours will be. It's quieter now, but, often when it heats up, it's not, it's safe to be an Asian American in the United States.
You are an American, but for those moments, you stand for Japan, whether you want to or not.
Right. We're the face of Japan, whether we like it or not. That's true. And it's a really frustrating relationship. I mean, I work in Japan regularly and go there for business and for family things. And I constantly struggle with the sort of frustration of sort of feeling in between both cultures. And sometimes, you just sort of don't know where to stand. I mean, it's just a curious thing to be here and have everyone say to you, oh, you speak English very well, and then to be there and not be welcome as well. Yeah, you're just sort of hovering over, I guess, about Hawaii, which is an interesting place to be in terms of being Japanese. I mean, it's the sort of only place in the world where it's very comfortable being Japanese American because they're literally right between both countries.
And in some ways, I gather that Japanese American is almost a majority in Hawaii. You shouldn't feel as though you're unusual because there are so many, so nobody thinks much about it.
Yeah, and I remember a friend of mine, a Japanese American from Hawaii, was talking to me about moving back to Hawaii, and I said, why? And they said, well, you know, I'm sort of tired. You guys all sort of, meaning the mainland Japanese Americans, you guys all sort of walk around sort of like you're oppressed. And in Hawaii, we're part of the social life of the country, the cultural life. There was an Eddie Murphy skit on Saturday Night Live where he dressed up and was made up to be a white man, and he walked into a bank, and they sort of said, oh, you know, here's some money, take it. And sometimes when I'm in Hawaii, I'm sort of shocked to be treated so well, you know.
It's the one place in the world you can be Japanese American, and that's what everybody thinks you ought to be.
Right. I think that one of the first times I went to Hawaii, you're so used to sort of explaining yourself. You know, the grocery stores there have great sort of takeout food, and I went up to the counter and asked the guy, do they have any, they had like chicken and some fish, and I said, do you have any rice balls? And the guy just, the Japanese word for rice balls is musubi, and the guy just looked at me like, why are you saying rice ball? And it was like all of a sudden, you know, the sign went over my head, mainlander.
Stephen Okazaki is a Japanese American filmmaker. In 1994, Okazaki made a film called American Sons. The film examines how racism shapes the lives of Asian American men. It features monologues performed by four Asian American actors. Here are a couple of clips from Stephen Okazaki's American Sons.
First time somebody sang Ching Chong Chinaman to me, I didn't know what it meant. I thought it was a song. I came home singing it. My father called me over. Why are you singing that? Do you know what that means? You come from a great people with a great history. Why do you degrade yourself like that? And I remember how serious his face looked and how angry his voice sounded and the shame that I felt.
My father was born in Hawaii. During the war, he fought for the 522nd in Europe to prove he was a good American. When the war was over and he came home, he sat down in a restaurant in New York and ordered his first American meal since the war. And the owner told him, "We don't serve Japs.